Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everybody, Dede here for San Francisco Damn. This is your show for Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. How is everybody doing? I hope you are doing beautifully. Children, ooh, do I have a show for you? And of course, happy birthday to everybody who is celebrating. Happy birthday. I hope you are enjoying your special day. Wherever you are in the world, have a beautiful birthday. I will start with Kurt Cobain first, and then I'll talk about the latest criminal scandal that has hit the beleaguered dystopian city of San Fran, fentanyl, here in Commie, Fournier. If you don't know who Kurt Cobain was, I describe him as a punk rock psychodramatic musical poet. I still love Kurt Cobain. When people die, to me, you don't stop loving them. The love kind of, maybe it simmers a little. It's like it was boiling when they were alive. And then when they pass away, you still love them. It's just, it is on a low boil. Huge, gigantic fan of Nirvana. I recommend for all listeners who haven't, go to YouTube and play Nevermind. I like that he used psychodrama. Psychodrama is a therapeutic technique where you take your life and you make art out of it. Maybe the uncomfortable parts of your life. Maybe you had a interesting childhood, and then you make art about it. I myself was specialized in psychodrama on stage as a performance artiste. I love Kurt Cobain. He passed away today, April 5th, almost 30 years ago, 1994. Time has a way of flying, children. Big fan. In fact, myself and my girlfriend Lula, I'm not a lesbian, new listeners. When I say girlfriend, I mean the old-fashioned way. My girlfriend Lula and I saw the last Nirvana concert here in San Francisco. It was at a place called the Cow Palace that is no longer with us. They closed that down. Now, when we saw Nirvana at Cow Palace, that was back in the day. They made us take off our punk rock studded belts and put them in a big box. And then after the concert, we could come back and get our punk rock studded belts. I really love the music of Nirvana. I consider it soul music. I am really into emotionally intelligent artists. I love a man who can express himself. He's saying, Kurt Cobain would sing soft and then he'd scream. I am crazy about that kind of artistic expression. I love it, love it, love it. The spring before he took his life, he was in Rome. Did you know his wife was Courtney Love? I know my kiddies, my young ones, like, Courtney who? Courtney Love was a punk rock chick who turned into an actress. They were married. He tried to kill himself in Rome. He had a drug overdose. And I remember seeing this photograph of her tore up. He was on a stretcher and she was just like grief stricken. And I looked at Richard, late great husband. I said, Richard, this does not look good. I don't think he's going to make it. Well, he survived that drug overdose, and not long after that, they found him up in Seattle. Supposedly, he gunshot himself to the other side, and there is a lot of conspiracy theories about who killed Kurt Cobain. A lot of people said Courtney Love did it. I saw the movie. I've forgotten the name. Some documentary guy. I don't think she did it. I don't think she did it. Because I know grief. I remember when he died, it was a big deal. He was like the king of the grunge music. Wearing your father's 1960s fuzzy cardigans. You wear the fuzzy cardigan sweater and some thrift store clothes. I did all that. So when they had this big public eulogy for him up in the Pacific Northwest, she was tore up. You cannot fake grief. You can't do it. That's why these people who kill their husbands and wives, when they're doing these calls for actions, these interviews, and they say, bring my child home, bring my wife home, bring my husband home. And you look at them, they're not crying. That's how you know they did it. You cannot fake grief. So the point I'm making, she was reading his suicide note. That woman was tore up. She was tore up. She didn't do it. I don't know who did it, but she didn't. That's my core belief. I know a lot of people, they hate rock widows. They hate Courtney Love. They hate Yoko Ono. But Courtney Love did not kill Kurt Cobain. Who knows who did? May he rest in paradise. By the way, my favorite Nirvana song is a song called Lithium. So San Fran fentanyl's in the news. Listen, I've already predicted that the city is going down. When, long story short, high profile death last night. Bob Lee, creator of Shap, executive, great CTO of Square and some other mobile app, got stabbed in a sort of ritzy neighborhood on the northeast side, San Francisco, near what's called the Salesforce Tower, near the Bay Bridge, ultra luxury condominiums. I heard about this last night. We have a mutual friend. I never met Bob, but one of my mutuals on social media was a close friend. I heard the news before it hit the news. I hear all the insider news before it hits the news. And this guy, I won't name him, very upset. Didn't really hit me. I saw photographs. The man was a single father. Like he was, there's a photograph of him with two little girls who are his daughters. You know how a pet nuzzles on their human? You'll have a dog and you see a photograph of the dog or the cat and animals nuzzling on the human. These little girls are nuzzling on their dad. Like you could just see the love. Their eyes are slitted. They have, look, you know, I love you, dad. I love you. I cried for him last night. All lives matter, not because he's a gazillionaire tech executive, because two little girls lost their father. Now, this is a crime that is the tipping point for San Francisco. You heard it here. This is the crime that's putting San Francisco on the map. They did a really good job kind of covering it up. People like me. This is an international story about Bob Lee. I got the behind the scenes dish. What happened? Well, they're not sure if it was a basic robbery. And some people are trying to put conspiracy theories because he's supposedly behind digital currency. I don't know about all that. I am sharing with you information I've been given. So supposedly after he was stabbed fatally in the stomach chest area, he goes down the street and he lifts his shirt up and the car drove away. Made me cry, like, oh my God, they're treating white men like dogs. You know, this city is hardcore. And he walked a little bit more, then he got to a building and he fell down. To not make it sound so sad, something good is going to come out of it. The provocateurs at San Francisco City Hall, who wanted this regime of being soft on crime, now have to pay the piper. Now the world is coming against them. You'll see in the days to come. You'll see. I've always been right. They're coming down hard on San Francisco. What's happening here is going to be happening on the East Coast. It already is in the Midwest. They want America to be like San Francisco. They'll probably install Governor Newsom of Tommy Fournier as the next president. If Gavin Newsom is the next president of America, it is over as a superpower. And I have a feeling that's what they're going to do. I have a feeling so. Take care of you and yours. Watch your back when you're out. Use that situational awareness. By the way, he was out. The people who can walk around at 2:30 are men. Okay, we ladies, we know that. So you're saying men can't walk around at 2:30? Oy, yoy, yoy. Paradise, Kurt Cobain, I love you. R.I.P. Lee, creator of Cash App and Square. Stay safe, everybody. You know I am. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. This has been your show. I didn't even name this Wednesday. I am calling it, it's windy. It's bright, sunny blue. I'm surrounded by these yellow flowers and beautiful flowers, very calm and peaceful. So this is Windy Wednesday, 5th, 2023. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.